You have pieces hanging in Library of Congress, Smithsonian, many places in the world. Does that mean anything to you?
Not really. Probably a lot of places I don't even know about.
Did you have a tough time seeing some of your work go out the door?
Never, because it was always mine. I just think that they have paid to have it in their house. It's still mine. I never felt like I'd have given up what I'd done.
Did you ever do anything?
Like having your son marry somebody, and it's still your son. That's the way I felt about my prince.
Did you ever do anything because you needed the money, or only because you wanted to do the painting?
No, I think I just wanted to do the painting. I don't remember doing any painting for money.
Your advice to young people who want to be artists, you've inspired so many. What would you be saying to these young people, generations from now, who will hear our conversation? What do you say to them?
I don't think I've ever done anything that I didn't think of as going to be fun. I never did anything for money that wasn't going to be fun. I don't think I ever did anything just for the money. If it wasn't going to be fun, I didn't do it.
Make it fun. If you enjoy it, do it. That's nice for you to know that this work of yours is legacy now. It will last. Does that make you feel
well,
good?
Well, I don't really think of it that way. But if that were true, I'm sure that would be egotistically proud. Artists are egotistic, you know. They've got to be, or they wouldn't give all themselves to whatever it is they're doing.
How did you handle criticism of your work? Somebody must not have liked your work.
Oh, I just thought they were stupid.
How would you like to be best remembered?
I think probably the most important thing I did was of the American Indian. I don't know that some of my paintings of the American Indian were my best, but I think what I've done of the American Indian has been something that I've been most proud of. Because I did say something. It's just like when I did something like the dancers from various tribes are being judged by judges of various tribes. I don't know. I just think that probably was the important thing I did.
Well, you brought so much attention to the Indians, and they deserve to have that attention.
The Indian was an artist. Indian's greatness was his art, I think. And in some instances, they actually were painters. I never did see any that I thought were really as good as the art of their dance, things like that.
You're an artist, but wouldn't you say that you're a storyteller?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I think I would rather be remembered as a storyteller because I even told the story about the Indians, and I respected them.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. The respect that you have the longer you live for Native Americans and how this country really was built from their beginnings.
Yeah, that's right. I think that was the important thing that I did when I went across the country looking for the last of the pure blood. That's the most important thing I've done. And the important thing was they were all favorable except the man that wanted 50 cents. He's the only person that ever wanted any money. And I did them in bars and out in the middle of the road. I did them in churches. One man was a little peeved because they were waiting for him to go fishing.
Could you sketch one pretty fast?
Pretty fast, yeah, pretty fast.
Half hour, 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah, not over a half hour. I might work on them a little bit after that. Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, here so we are, August 10th, 2010. You're 92. You're still painting.
Yeah, I think that's the 10th last painting I'm going to do.
And then there'll be an 11th.
God, I hope not.
And a 12th.
Well,
because what do you do with yourself these days?
Yeah, that's true. I went about 2 weeks without doing anything, and then I did this one over here.
And the one that he's pointing on is on an easel is of horses running. Mustangs, I guess they would be, wouldn't they?
Yeah. What I was doing, Tom Benton had written a story about the male horse, and all the others are females, and he's running the whole show. And there's stories about that and words about that. And that was in a story that J. Frank Dobie did.
Point is, you can't stop it, can you? You can't.
I tried, damn it. I swear I will not do another one. In all honesty, I would say this is my last painting.
But what would you do with your time? Because you're healthy, very healthy.
Yeah.
So you could live another 10 years for sure.
Oh, I hope not.
You're 92, and if you stop painting, then what would you do with a day?
That's very true. But now I sort of ease into it. I maybe would do this one figure and then that's all. But then I'll do this one and that one. And pretty soon I come along, as I did this morning, and put that one on the right back in the back.
It takes you longer in a day, but, you know, you get up and have breakfast and you do a little bit of that. Then there's lunch and you probably take a nap in the afternoon. I don't know. But
I do now.
But then you might do something. So the day goes by pretty fast when you have that to go to.
That's right.
And you're fortunate that you have that.
In fact, I put some work on this figure in behind today, this morning.
Those are such precious pieces, especially now at your age. Where will they go?
People are not buying paintings now.
The market.
It's kind of ridiculous because it's like Tom Benton. He brought a painting of some flowers over to me, and my wife said, I want to buy these. And I said, well, I'm not going to spend $5,000 for another artist's work. Well, I'd sure like to have these. It was a still life. About 2-3 years later, it's over $2 million. But generally, people come in awe and awe, but they come mainly to see me, it looks like. But I've done some good things. I've done some good things.
You mean in your, yeah. Should we call, elder
yeah,
years?
Yeah.
I just want to thank you so much for taking time. There's no question you're a national treasure. You're a state treasure. You're so important to Oklahoma because you portrayed Oklahoma history.
And I've got, in fact, I gave the book to Gilcrease. I had a whole book as a kid full of pictures that I'd drawn of people around Miami. They would go on Saturday and have an auction of their old furniture. And I would go out there and sit all day and draw things people were selling. I think something that I did rather important, it's not so important now, but at the time I thought it was, and I still think it is important, even if it's not considered that way. I did the mines underground. I probably went down underground 200 times drawing underground and digging out the ore.
Where would that have been?
Lead and zinc mines
in Oklahoma.
Miami, Oklahoma was the biggest in the world. And I would go underground there and draw. Maybe somebody'd come up on me. But the only thing they'd have were these lights on the head, so I wouldn't see them till they got about right there. Mm-hmm. And I would go down there, and maybe they would have cattle grazing underground. I did a lot of that.
You consider yourself an Oklahoman?
Oh, yes, by all means.
You live in Arkansas now, in Fayetteville, but...
Oh, I still have property in Miami. I have all kinds of contacts in Miami. My mother and dad and my uncles and my granddad, we're all buried there in Miami. My grandmother's father laid out the plot.
Is that where you'll be buried?
Sure, absolutely.
What's the name of your dog here?
Kima.
Kima.
Means come here.
In what?
Comanche. That's all he could speak was Comanche, because he'd been raised by Comanche Indians. We had to teach him English.
And he's been a pal of yours, hasn't he?
Oh, he's the greatest friend in the world. Yeah.
What is the most expensive painting you've sold?
I think probably most I've ever sold was for $100,000. And that's not really a lot when artists are selling for $500,000 and things like that. I think most of my things that I've done for a lot of money have been in the $1,000 class. But I think that one of Tom Benton, because of who it is worth a lot more than that. And then one of the paintings in the studio, a fellow offered me $50,000 for one there and there. I wouldn't sell it to him.
When you contracted with the state legislature to do those murals, was that like $65,000? And you did it over a period of 4 years?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. So much a piece.
You were giving a lot to the state then.
Yes, I was, yeah.
The value of those.
Yeah. Well, I think the state got their money's worth.
They sure did.